Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Stop by Cookout for always fresh char-grilled hamburgers and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with motorsports program instructor Jacqueline Rumley. Then we'll speak with Blanket Hill winner Jacob Begenwald. And we'll have a conversation with the Boss Series winner from Atomic, Corbin Hazlett. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. Fairbury, Illinois starts us off. Ashton Wigger won that one. Eric Hickerson gets the victory at Brownstown. Quincy goes to Dave Wheatholder. And Cameron Key and Trevor Klein, big victories at Jacksonville. Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. The Lucas Oil Series Pittsburgher, second year in a row to Jonathan Davenport. George Dixon Jr. wins Dog Hollow. Parkersburg, West Virginia to Tyler Street. USAC stars at Terre Haute, Indiana. Justin Grant got that one. Anderson, Indiana to Tyler Rorick. Kevin Thomas Jr. gets the victory at Tri-State. Montpelier to Matt Westfall. And Jordan Kinzer wins at Paragon. Mudlick Valley in Kentucky to Michael Chilton. A.J. Hicks gets it done at Willard. And Rockcastle goes to Jeff Cranmer. Iowa at Tipton. Ethan Baraxma and Dallin Murdy amongst the winners. Aaron Reitzel wins Lee County. And in Ohio at Midway, Todd Brennan wins that one. Cody Mahoney gets the victory at Moeller. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, motorsports program instructor from Rohan Cabarrus Community College, right in the shadow of Charlotte Motor Speedway, Jacqueline Rumley. Hey, Jacqueline, welcome to the show. At this program, I've gotten to watch for decades now. Kind of give us the idea of the motorsports program at UNCCC.
RCCC.
So
we're the Rohan Cabarrus Community College. So we are just a small little community college in North Carolina, but we are unique because we have a motorsports management degree. We're the only ones in the North Carolina system that has it. And we basically teach students, kids, adults, whoever, the entry-level skills to work in the motorsports industry. So what makes us unique, too, is that we teach both the business and the technical side of racing. So students kind of can figure out if they want to go more technical or business and go from there. So they come out pretty well-rounded.
Well, and certainly with Jacqueline Rumley, the motorsports program instructor, who is pretty darn well-rounded in this industry, as I've known her for a long time, watching her come up through this. But kind of give us an idea. Maybe I don't know something about the background at all. A quick picture of Jacqueline Rumley and your history in motorsports as the instructor for this course.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's definitely a full circle moment, as I'm also a graduate of this program. I originally moved to North Carolina from Canada to take this program. So to be able to be in it now and continue the motorsports program is quite rewarding, actually. But so I grew up in racing. I always wanted to work in racing. I didn't know that it was necessarily something that was doable, like, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s. And then when I found this program, I'm like, oh, maybe I can make a career out of it. So I moved here and did the program. And then I worked in the industry doing various things. Like, I worked at Racing Electronics, and then I worked at JKS, which is like a show car company. And I've done a lot of like little side businesses. I've worked for fire suit companies. I've kind of done a little bit of everything.
One other part of you that, it sounds familiar and such, and we're chatting with Jacqueline Rumley, the motorsports program instructor at Rohan Cabarrus Community College. She is on the profabrication.com hotline. The Rumley name I hear in racing, are you kin to that family?
Yeah. So, when did I meet him? I met Kevin probably 2 years after I moved here. We didn't get married till later on. But yeah, so my husband's Kevin Rumley. He's the engineer for Longhorn Chassis, and we also have a dirt late model team. And he's actually really helpful with my program. And like, we have a chassis class, for example.
And he's had that Kyle Larson guy in his car a few times. Yep. Who ended up in victory lane. Jacqueline Rumley, the motorsports program instructor at Rohan Cabarrus Community College, RCCC, right around the corner from Charlotte Motor Speedway. An awesome program for folks to really find their way into racing. And she's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers exhaust all all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. So the motorsports program at Roanne Cabarrus, what are kids learning there, and why is that a good program for them to get involved with?
Yeah, so they learn classes like motorsports marketing. There's a logistical planning class. There's safety and environment, chassis, handling fundamentals, and fabrication. There's a couple others. But basically, they get to learn like a little bit of everything. And we also have a lot of like guest speakers and field trips and a lot of networking opportunities. Because like, as you know, it's not necessarily all about what you know. It's also who you know. So we try to give them the contacts in order to get their foot in the door in the motorsports industry.
Wow, that is awesome to be able to introduce them to so many folks within the context of the network that is motorsports. And we're chatting with motorsports program instructor for the Motorsports Management Technology Program at Roanne Cabarrus Community College, just outside of the shadows of Charlotte Motor Speedway, a couple miles here or there from CMS. Jacqueline Rumley is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. So, you know, kind of pathways that graduates would go. Is everybody into, you know, fenders and NASCAR, or, you know, do you kind of point them in the general direction and help them go wherever? What's the program been doing?
Well, I mean, given our area, NASCAR is usually the first choice. But it's interesting because a lot of people, when they hear like racing jobs, they just think of like pit crew or crew chief. So a lot of people don't understand all the other opportunities and pathways available. Like it's its own ecosystem, right? So some might end up at suppliers, some might end up at different vendors or tracks or series. But yeah, if they have a specific interest, I definitely do what I can to help them get towards that pathway if they have a different thing in mind. It's a matter of matching the student with whatever opportunities exist at that point and what they want to do.
Jacqueline Rumley on the profabrication.com hotline. So if folks listening want to get their son or daughter involved in this and want to do it themselves, where can they look on the internet to get the information?
I think actually rccc.edu/motorsports will take you directly to our page, and my information's on that page as well as all of our classes available.
Jacqueline Rumley, our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us, fans. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Logano back across the stripe. Now Zane Smith putting on some pressure.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon at turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs. Which way is it going to go?
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Looks like Austin Cindric is involved. Denny Hamlin. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line.
Chase Elliott has battled at the front all night long. He's won the war. Chase Elliott has just punched his ticket to the playoff.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline. The winner of a first of its kind, a unique run, 410 sprint cars, the big ones like they run in the High Limit World of Outlaw series at the fifth mile, the 0.2 mile, Blanket Hill Speedway in Katanning, Pennsylvania. Jacob Begenwald. Hey, Jacob. Man, that must have been something, dude, to have your car out there at full speed running around that tight track. How were you able to get the thing to turn in such a small area?
Oh, it was definitely a big tire and stagger game for us there in these big cars. You know, we got so much power, it's easy to spin the tires off and get the car to rotate through the corners. So I managed to get it done. But, yeah, I mean, that's kind of my nature, those small tracks like that. So, you know, I grew up on them, and it's all I've really ever known.
Yeah, Blanket Hill Speedway, beautiful, picturesque scene north of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Jacob Begenwald, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, took his 410 sprint car and others out there with theirs to get the race in last weekend. He's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. So growing up at Blanket Hill, running, you know, the smaller version sprint cars and other things like that, did you ever think, wow, it would be really cool to see sprints on here? And how does that compare to the reality? What would the little Jacob say to the much bigger Jacob now that you get to run a 410 at Blanket?
I'd probably say that he's crazy. I never really thought of there being a chance of big cars on that track because it is just so small. And I could never really imagine it. But, I mean, in today's world, I guess now, with it becoming from a dream to a reality, I'd say he'd be pretty amazed.
Wow. It must have been something, that and everything. Jacob Begenwald, the winner of the 410 Sprint Car special event at Blanket Hill Speedway last weekend in Katanning, Pennsylvania. 17 years old, pretty much grew up at that track. You know, growing up at a racetrack is always something that, you know, has its different memories. You win some, you lose some. Sometimes the officials take you by the ear over to your parents and say, that kid needs to sit down. What was the most memorable one that you'd had before you got this 410 win? And it doesn't have to be even on the racetrack. What was Blanket Hill like growing up?
It was such a great time. I mean, we've made so much family and friends there with the owners and all that. And going through the different classes from junior sprints to 600 micros. And, I mean, biggest memory at the track is probably winning an Applefest race in the 600 junior class, because that was always fun, you know, being able to win those. Those are pretty big races there and put on a good show. And there was a couple other money shows where we did pretty good at. That was definitely a memory forever. But biggest memory there is probably just going to the racetrack with no stress, me and my sister racing there together in micros, and it being me, her, and my dad racing, you know, pit crew. My mom would go to watch, but you know, very low stress, very low maintenance to those things. So it was just a fun hobby time at the time. Now it's kind of turned into a job in the 410s.
If you're listening on radio, wherever you are, and you haven't been to a grassroots race, Jacob Begenwald, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, describing it perfectly. It's family. It is low key. It's fun. It's got all the things that, you know, you could want, and some noisy cars too, but you get used to that, and the people there are what make it special in grassroots racing. Jacob Begenwald, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. You mentioned your sister, Bella, and I understand that now you kind of work for her some too as her crew chief. How does that work?
Yeah, no, I actually really enjoy working on the cars. Driving, it's, you know, got to be my favorite. But, you know, working on sprint cars is, I mean, it's just my nature at this point, you know, being around them so much. And I love to give her, you know, as best as a chance at winning a race as I've gotten with people that have taught me. And she's never really, you know, been around it as much as I have, but I've loved to give her the chance and opportunity to be as good as me, or, and if not better, some would argue. So I don't know. I just enjoy it. I enjoy knowing, like, my car is going to be safe when she goes out there because she is my sister. I love her to death. You know what I mean? And
does she ever give you those sister eyes that, you know, roll sort of, and you just know that she's got something that she's a little maybe not happy with then when you come in, or vice versa? Do you guys just give each other the eyes like brothers and sisters do some?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It can get it can get pretty serious at times, and we can start to argue. And at the end of the day, we just got to tell each other that it's a hobby and we're family, and it's not going to be that serious. We just, you know, stay safe and have as much fun as we can together. But yeah, she definitely gives those eyes at times, and sometimes we can get a little attitude with each other.
That's what brothers and sisters are all about, whether they're home, whether they're at some sports game or at a race and, you know, running crew chief and driver out there. And Jacob Begenwald, growing up at Blanket Hill Speedway and now a 410 sprint car winner at that tight little bull ring up there north of Pittsburgh. Amazing to see those cars out there. And also, I saw that the photographers, Rick Rare from Sprint Car News, taking pictures of you and Josh Primark. How cool was that, that they wanted to be around, you know, a little more personal than just usual victory lane photos? How cool was that for you?
Oh, I love the photographers, all of them. It's not just Josh and Rick. You know, they're great people, and all photographers are great people. And I always say they take the time out of their life to capture what us drivers and car owners love. And I just hats off to them guys for, you know, capturing what we love and taking the time to go home and edit videos and share them to the public. And they're all great people. You know, we're all just a huge family at the end of the day. And I know Josh Primark has been getting some love at Blanket Hill. Sorry if I said the last name wrong, but he's been getting victory lane pictures. I said maybe it's good luck. Maybe we'll get a couple more wins here if I get a picture with him. So.
Jacob Begenwald, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline, showcasing the respect we all have of those photojournalists that take those great pictures out there. Jacob, where can we follow you on social media to keep up with you and what you're doing and your sister's doing?
You can follow me on Facebook, Jacob Begenwald Racing. I got a TikTok, Jacob Begenwald, and an Instagram that's Jacob Begenwald Racing. So you can basically find me on any social media platform, but I'm not on Twitter yet, or X, that's what it's called. Sorry.
Give Jacob a follow on the platforms he's on. And thanks for joining us, Jacob. Congrats on the victory at Blanket Hill. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me every Monday night for another great episode of Fast Talk.
I watched the race on TV, and they wanted to give him the mantle of greatest of all time, and he's won 4 races in a row, and so I can't do that yet. But I do think what we're watching is a guy who's changing the sport. He's changing the way the other drivers approach road racing. He's making them study. He's making them up their game.
That's Fast Talk right here on the Performance Racing Network.
Cookout. Always fresh char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a Cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. If you ever enjoyed a walk-off home run, well, we got one in racing here. Last weekend, going into the final event of the PowerEye Boss Series Sprint Car Series, not only wins the race, but gets the championship. Corbin Haslett, welcome to the show. Man, Corbin Haslett, let me say it correct here. We were trying to introduce the champ. But Corbin, great to have you on. And what an awesome, awesome event it must have been to come out of the gate and do well in qualifying, win your heat race and such. But what was that night like trying to, scribble and scratch the math to be able to hold on to this season championship and all the drama that, you know, would have went into any championship? What was that night like in that regard for you?
Yeah, you know, with all of the luck that we had this year, you know, we had plenty of ups and plenty of downs. We were just praying for a smooth night. We knew we just had to take the green flag and everything. So, yeah, the nerves were there in hopes that, you know, just nothing little or something, you know, happened that that would keep us from being able to clinch a championship.
Corbin Haslett, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. He is now the PowerEye Boss Sprints champion after his victory in the season final at Atomic Speedway in Chillicothe, Ohio. Corbin's from over in Troy. As a youngster, did you watch family members go to races? How'd you get started in all this?
Yeah, so my grandpa got my dad started in dirt bike racing when he was young. And then over the years, dad moved on to go-karts and then did 2 years in a lightning sprint. And his lightning sprint days and his go-kart days are what I remember most. I was born and I've been told that it wasn't, but just a couple weeks later and I was out of track. And I would make motor noises in my sleep and everything. So yeah, I was just kind of born into it and fell in love with it immediately.
Wow. Corbin Haslett, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, meant to be a champion because he was already humming that race car tune while he was a little tiger. He is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Well, you talk about some of the folks that got you there and such. The emotions in Victory Lane look like them and all kinds of other things were running through you as you stood up on top of that race car and kind of pointed to the sky. What did that moment mean specifically to you?
Yeah, that was everything for me. Growing up, like I said, my grandpa got my dad started and then he ended up buying me my first go-kart and stuff. Unfortunately, we lost him, a few years ago now. And he, unfortunately wasn't there to witness our first sprint car win or our first Boss sprint car win. That was just a tribute to him. He always pointed to his eye, his heart, and then to me. I knew I had to give it back to him for everything he's done for me.
Special, special family moment for Corbin Haslett, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline after his PowerEye Boss Sprints win at Atomic Speedway, which also got him the series championship. But then I saw you jump off the cage, which is kind of regular, but then you tore off and were running with your helmet on and all the other stuff, and you end up tackling this big fella out there. What was that? Was that Pop?
Yeah, that was my dad.
What did that moment, what was said that you could share with us, father to son, after all that lifetime of listening to you as a little tyke, saying engine noises to now being the guy that made the loudest noise in the PowerEye Boss Sprints all season?
Yeah, I don't think we said anything to each other, to be honest with you. I think the silence and the hug pretty much spoke for everything, all the struggles and everything to finally get our first sprint car championship was huge. And my dad's my number one supporter, and me and him are the only two that work on the car during the week and stuff. So, I just wanted to make sure he knew that, how special he meant to me and, how thankful I was for him in that moment.
Love, family, grassroots racing personified. PowerEye Boss Sprints champion, winner at Atomic Speedway last weekend, Corbin Haslett, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. I understand that also you're Dirt Driver of the Year for one of the oldest fan clubs in all of racing, the Dayton Auto Race Fan Clubs, and appeared at Gab Fest just about a month ago. What did you take from that Gab Fest and the fans there asking you questions and being around people that are so knowledgeable and so passionate about the sport that you now are a champion of?
I think it's amazing. You know, we always say it, and we always, you know, you always hear it, that the racing world is just a big family. So, you know, I felt right at home. They were all very knowledgeable. I got asked some very, very tough questions at times. You know, and I think it makes me stronger as not only a driver, but, you know, on the PR side of things as well, right? So, yeah, you know, I really enjoy it. And thankfully, you know, I've been able to be a DARF member for quite a few years now.
Well, and now DARF Dirt Driver of the Year, Boss PowerEye Sprints Champion, Corbin Hazlett, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Well, I'll ask you something simple. Who besides, I'm sure Dad was growing up, but who's your, you know, favorite racer? Who was that poster on your wall or other drivers on your wall as a kid growing up?
Brian Clausen was always number one. You know, I grew up watching Brian from, you know, when I was real, real little kid. I just always liked the way he carried himself, and, you know, he always drove people clean, but was constantly up front. So yeah, you know, I always tried to base my driving off of how Brian was. You know, unfortunately, you know, I think it was back in 2016, we lost Brian in a racing accident. So I never did get to race against him, but, man, I can only imagine how cool that would be.
It certainly would be. I got to watch it, and it was amazing. BC, a champion in his time and a champion now in the PowerEye Boss Sprints. Corbin Hazlett, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Where can we find you on the internet to follow along with you?
Yeah, Facebook's our number one place. Just Corbin Hazlett on Facebook. We post all of our racing updates and everything on there. Twitter also, I try and keep up on that, but I'm not the best. Yeah, I would say Facebook's the number one place to keep up with anything and everything Hazlett Racing.
Well, try like the rest of the drivers, try to keep up with him, but it's easier on social media. Corbin Hazlett, our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Folks, it's Doug Rice. Did you know you can take PRN with you anywhere by downloading the PRN mobile app? You can listen to our live races just about any place on the planet, and you will not miss a second of the action. Plus, you can hear our shows like the fantastic editions of Fast Talk, plus Brett McMillan on the Pit Reporters and Mark Garrow with Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information right at your fingertips. The PRN mobile app, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
Get your NASCAR fix with PRN's Garage Pass.
It's hard to just turn it around in 1 week, but I wouldn't be shocked if we did.
I don't think the results have been what we have hoped for or expected, but I think the potential in the cars and the speed has been pretty good.
You know, it's a big deal already, so that's a, you know, big positive for us. So I think now it's just about working together and getting better.
I think the Penske cars are still elite when it comes to plate racing.
Hi, I'm Mark Garrow, tracking the latest racing news every weekday.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. If you notice the What's Hot sound bed, well, the new song is from Black Violin. They call it Rock Anthem. Great tune there underneath our What's Hot bed. And what's hot is there's plenty of grassroots racing out there. Follow it all on PRN at the track on our social media. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.